BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Today's podcast has the return of Strictly Come Bingo. Strictly and Innuendo Bingo together. And today, it's Jake Wood, Max Brunning, and his dance partner, Jeanette Manrara. Jake absolutely loses it the whole way through. Watch the video. Chris gets one of his celebrity cookbooks signed. Am I following Lady Gaga around on the internet? Sounds like it. And Real or No Real features an incredible fact about Dick Van Dyke off of Mary Poppins. I have to say, I was exhausted after yesterday's show, but it was well worth it. I mean, it's a busy one, wasn't it?
I feel like I'm still kind of coming down from it. You know, it was really intense, but it was great.
Thank you very much if you got involved with Relationship Transfer Deadline Day yesterday. If you missed any of it, obviously the window's now closed. It's shut until the 5th of January. You can't do anything. Did it yesterday at 3 o'clock. It's all on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's well worth a listen. We have reporters literally everywhere. And this is what it's like about 5 to 3 when it was getting really tense. Let's go back to the Love Copter flying high over the UK, looking at the relationships. It's Ollie Mears. Ollie, where are you now? I'm really confused. You've been all over the shop.
I'm in Glasgow.
Okay. But,
I can see the sign.
What else can you see? Can you see any couples splitting up there?
Yeah, I can see it. It's a war going on up here. Females versus males everywhere. It's a clash. It's like Braveheart all over again.
Thanks, Ollie.
Okay.
Ollie, you can't actually see anything, can you?
No, I just made it up.
Okay, back to you soon. And now breaking news, let's go over to Chris Kamara, who's looking across all the showbiz relationships here on Transfer Deadline Day. Chris, I understand you've got an exclusive for us.
Yes, I have. Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow have split up.
Me? That was ages ago, Chris.
That was months ago, Cammy.
Oh, sorry. I must have missed that one, Scott.
Definitely missed that one. Thanks, Cammy. Again, we're heading over to the official timekeepers for Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. 5 seconds of summer. Hi, guys.
G'day, we're counting down still out here in the field.
It's not long to go now until 3 p.m.
Not long to go now, Scotty.
Any final words of support for people who may be experiencing a breakup pretty soon?
The edge approaches certain doom at 3 p.m.
Are you ready with the gong?
I'm ready with the gong. The gong is prepared.
We got the gong smasher.
Have you rung a massive gong before in your life?
Oh, yeah. I've
only
a few
three
gongs.
Times.
Few
gongs.
It's so good.
Absolutely
it?
Ridiculous.
The gong is prepared. He was so serious with it.
Gong it, brah.
Love him.
A great cast yesterday. Thank you to Five Sauce. Thank you to the Ollies and Chris Kamara and Jeff Brazier and Alice Levine for getting involved. Let's definitely do it again next year.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What an incredible week we're having. Jake Wood is playing Innuendo Bingo today. It's a Strictly version. So we got the mirror ball out, the glitter ball.
This really is a Legends week for me.
Isn't it great?
I mean, I would say the strongest Innuendo Bingo week ever. And that's a bold claim.
Ever?
Gino DeCampo.
I'm not being funny. We've had Will Ferrell on.
Yeah. This for me is bigger.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's Will Ferrell is way bigger than Gino DeCampo. What are you talking about?
Disagree.
What are you on about?
I know Will Ferrell is... I mean, obviously, I would rather have a profile picture with Will Ferrell than Gino DeCampo. But really, if you were to compare the two... Gino DeCampo for me. And no, I'm saying a combination of Jake Wood, Max Brunning, and Gino DeCampo is beats one of Will Ferrell.
It doesn't. Hollywood A-lister Will Ferrell, along with the bloke who does Let's Do Lunch with Gino and Mel.
Yes. No. I'm saying the two combined beats Will Ferrell.
All right then. So Jake Wood is on at 1:45 on Strictly Come Bingo with his dance partner, Jeanette Manrara.
What's the etiquette around him? Is he, like, well hard? Is it, he's kind of like a tough guy on EastEnders. What's he like in real life?
He's a right softy. He's really nice.
That, when he did the Macarena dance on Strictly...
What, when he's playing Keepy Uppies with her head?
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, and I mean that sincerely.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I urge anyone who's not seen it to YouTube, Jake Wood, Macarena.
I also really enjoyed it when, obviously, I got voted out of the competition, which is fair enough because it was rubbish, but... when you kept rubbing it in by sending me messages every Saturday night going, Jay Wood, such a hero.
I know.
Oh, he's such a good dancer. Shut up.
I get that. And it's not an insult to you, but you yeah, I mean, come
absolutely
on.
No, like, no thought for my feelings there at all, really.
No, it's no. I admit, actually, it must
a little bit insensitive.
You. It annoys you that he's so good.
It doesn't.
Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. He deserves it. He's going to be in the final, right?
Right.
Of course he is. He's amazing at dancing.
And you resent that?
No, I don't resent that. Just don't rub it in, right. Is what I'm saying, all right?
I won't rub it in.
All right?
I'll play it down when he's up. Play it cool?
Yeah, play it cool. Like, don't do hero worship signs when he walks in, right. And all that, right?
Right, I'll just
I know that you're impressed, but just play it cool. Are we forgetting Hugh Jackman and Kylie Minogue on Innuendo Bingo?
I'm saying that a mixture of Gino DeCampo and Jake Wood
beats
anything.
Hugh Jackman and Kylie Minogue.
I would put the case forward.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Please welcome Jake Wood and his dance partner, Jeanette Manrara.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Afternoon.
So good to see you both again.
You too. How
you
are
too.
You?
I'm good. Now, one of the first things that Jake said to me when we all met at Strictly was asking to play Innuendo Bingo. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. It's the only reason I did Strictly. I heard you were doing it.
Yeah.
And it would be my way to get to meet you to do this show.
He's the one that does Innuendo Bingo, so I'll say yes. But you have been so busy. So this is the first time that you've been able to kind of come in and play it, isn't it?
This is our lunch break.
This is lunch right now.
Is it?
Definitely.
Are you doing two dances this week?
Yes, we are.
She is. I'm sort of struggling. He's following.
But you're going to make the final, right?
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
I'm looking forward to the final because I can just go there and watch, and it'll be nice to see everyone again, but no actual pressure of having to dance.
Yeah.
Will you be in the crab outfit in
the
audience?
No, I won't.
No?
No.
Oh. At least I just wear these.
The little pincer things.
Are you not doing a group dance? Do you not have to come in and
are.
Do a group
oh,
dance?
Oh,
yes, you do.
Yeah, you are.
I've read
You're
the
dancing.
Contract. You're definitely dancing, Scott.
You say dancing. What, do you know what dance it is that we're going to do?
No, actually, we don't know.
No,
we'll
okay. Got a crab theme.
Yeah.
There's an underwater theme, apparently.
No! Maybe you should just concentrate on the two dances that you've got to do this week first. Oh, my God. I look at what you do now. Like, I went off in week six. I look at what you do now, and I'm like, I can't actually imagine, like, the pressure of that. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of... Well, I wouldn't say it's getting easier. It's not getting easier. It's, yeah, it's been a long few weeks. We've missed you, Scott.
Oh, I missed you guys. Jeanette was the first person I met at Strictly.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. So we all met in this big university in South London, and I was doing this show, so I was late. And then I walked in, and everyone was like dancing already, and I was like, "Oh God, I don't know what. How do I do this?" And she was like, it's fine, honey.
You
fine,
were in panic.
Fine.
You were in panic mode.
Slightly panicked. Yeah. Good times, though. So, Jake, it's really good that you've finally been able to do this today.
This is the best.
Yeah, thank you.
He's playing it cool, right?
I'm so excited.
It's the most legendary thing that you're playing
Excellent.
This game today.
Thank you so nice. Much.
Do you know, you're like, genuinely, you're a hero amongst my mates.
Keep talking.
Yeah. Carry on.
I've got to say, my mate Sir Dossa is your biggest fan.
What's his name?
Sir Dossa.
And he looks a bit like you, actually.
Is he on Twitter? Get That's him to give me a tweet. I'll follow him.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's incredible.
There you go, Dossa, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dossa. Are you still filming EastEnders a lot as around the dancing?
Yeah, I was, and then they've given me this week off, and then I'm in. If we get through to the final, then I'm in a little bit next week, but that'll be fine. Yeah. Hopefully,
because you must be well into the new year now.
We're well into the new year, and then we've got the live episodes coming up end of February. So,
is that for the what I think it is?
That's the reveal, the Lucy reveal.
Oh, no one knows,
Lucy
but
Gale.
I really killed Lucy. It was me.
Do you think you did it? Because you don't know, do you?
No one knows.
No.
No, it could
it
be
could
Max.
It could be you, though.
It could be Max, yeah. He's acting very suspiciously at the moment.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
But it's like, they honestly don't know, and they don't find out until
really,
right down
though.
To the wire. No, they don't.
Yeah, we won't know until maybe that week, I think.
It's don't you get
great.
Some? Sometimes you see people with shirts made saying, like, so on the day, it's like, I did it.
Yeah, I think they had 100 shirts made saying I killed
you
Lucy.
You got
Bill.
Me one.
Yeah,
I have an I killed Lucy shirt.
We were practicing. We were dancing in them for a while.
Yeah, we were.
Were you really?
Yeah, I killed Lucy.
That's so good.
Do you know? Genuinely, when I'm feeling a little bit rubbish or down, I watch the dance that you two did, the Macarena one.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that was a fun dance.
I'm adamant it's one of the best things the BBC has ever done. It's incredible.
More of that, please, BBC.
Yeah. That was a fun dance to do, actually. The twerking was probably the best part.
Yeah. are they going to, do they film, for something like the Lucy Beale thing, going back to that, do they film like a lot of different endings?
No, I think because it's live, I think they'll just do it on a night.
Oh, right, so that whole reveal is live.
What will probably happen, we'll probably rehearse. We'll probably be reverse. We'll rehearse about probably 10 different endings.
Yeah. 10?
And then wow.
Mad, isn't it?
And then they'll probably on the night, about half an hour before, say we're doing that one.
Wow.
God, stress.
No pressure.
No pressure. There's a lot of pressure in this man's life right now.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, might, you know, he needs to get to the Strictly final and possibly win it, and also could have killed someone. Right, okay, so we are going to move you next door to the Strictly Come Bingo studio. Jeanette, I don't know quite if you know what's in store.
A little bit. Aliash did it with Alison, didn't he? So he filled me in a little bit on what's going on, so we'll see.
It gets wet.
I heard.
Yeah, but and the water is very cold, so please don't swear. Not that you would anyway, you're a lady.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Live from BBC Radio 1, it's time to make another celebrity wet. Once again, it's time for Innuendo Bingo to partner Strictly Come Dancing in Strictly Come Bingo. Taking to the floor this afternoon are the handsome Jake Wood, the stunning Jeanette Manrara, and the short, pathetic Chris Stark. Now, please welcome your host, Mr. Scott Mills.
Well, thank you.
Huge.
Hi there. Welcome to Strictly Come Bingo. It's on the Radio 1 website now. You can see this happen. How are you all feeling in there, all right?
Yeah, nervous. Good.
Don't be nervous, Jeanette.
I mean, this is really what this whole thing was made for, right, Scott?
What?
These two on here doing Strictly Come Bingo.
I wish I'd recorded it, but during that Enter Shikari song, there was so much of Chris, like, off air going, I'm just so pleased you two are on.
No, I'm very excited.
Chris, I know.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I really like it.
We're going to give you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
He's been texting me for weeks going, when's Jake gonna be on Bingo? It's like, soon, he's very busy.
Cool.
Okay, right, so... the rules are not that many, really. Just put as much water in your mouths as you can possibly get in there. It's quite cold.
What's up? I have an unfair advantage. I have a small face.
You do have a small face.
Not much water.
You do have quite a small face.
Cheers, guys.
Try and get as much water in there as you can, Jeanette.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, this is happening. Now, Chris does this twice a week, so just to let you know, the spray is quite forceful. So do get him back. Like, even though you're newbies at the game, don't worry about it. That's the idea of it. For us to get as wet as possible. Don't be polite. Don't use the bin. Use his face. Okay, and no hand rule. If it's going to come out, it's going to come out. Okay, first we go to Dermot Murnaghan on Eggheads last week. Now, I wonder if any of the contestants took advantage of this limited time offer.
Well, now, three rounds to the Eggheads. It means you're missing three brains from the final round. Planning to win. The Eggheads are all still there, so this is your last chance to knock one out. Here we go.
Oh, we're on. Oh, this is going to be a good one. I can feel it.
So this is your last chance to knock one out.
There we are. Thank you.
Oh, I get double.
Double spray there. Double spray there from Jake. You all right, Jeanette?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know the deal now, right? You know what you're up against.
Right over me.
Okay, this is good.
Calm down.
Jake is enjoying this so much.
Right, we'll go.
Yeah.
Right.
I told you you wanted to play it. Mm. Look how keen he is. Now a classic from football commentator Alan Green next. And one of the players in this Arsenal-Marseille match seems to have... Hello? What's happening? Mm. Chris, are you dropping water out?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fill your cheeks. Mm-hmm. One of the players in this Arsenal-Marseille match seems to have become just a little bit distracted.
Gignac header was away from goal, under the penalty here. Valbuena, rather optimistically trying to find Fanny.
That's Olympic Marseille star player, Rod Fanny there.
Oh my God, Fanny!
Water, please.
That's amazing. Oh,
this is so good.
Mm-hmm. Rather optimistically trying to find Fanny.
Optimistically.
Wow.
Okay. Now we're going over to last week's BBC introducing show for the south of England. Now, these two presenters sound like a right handful when they're together. A guy called Sebastian in particular, I think, needs to be a bit careful. Here we go.
One more text that's just come through. Lovely one from Jenna saying, hello, hello, I love...
What's going on? Jake, you lost it.
Oh, God.
Okay, now everyone's lost it.
This is silly.
Everyone's lost it.
Come on.
We can get through this.
Oh, blimey.
Sebastian.
How'd you get on my back?
Sebastian needs to be careful here. Here we go.
One more text that's just come through. Lovely one from Jenna saying, hello, hello. I love Sebastian's music. Give him a big kiss from me. I'm his fan. And I'm your fan as long as you're playing his songs.
Do we really have to give him a kiss though, Jenna? I think that would be unprofessional.
I think it would be unprofessional, but we can blow him one, can't we?
There was spillage.
I don't know what's going on.
There was spillage all the way through that one. But, yeah.
No, but we can blow him one, can't we?
Catherine in Petersfield. Now, because we've got Jake here today, we've raided the bingo archives for some EastEnders classics.
Oh, here you go.
Now, here's Cora Cross, who's been experimenting with something quite new. Water, please. Mm-hmm. And Cora's more than happy to describe the experience for us.
Was it... coat your throat with slime, but after you finish gagging, you don't have to.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
I don't think I've ever seen Jake laugh this much.
I've never seen this before.
It's brilliant.
And I'm a big EastEnders fan. Like, I've never seen this.
Max doesn't laugh that much.
No.
Okay, thank you, Cora, there, for going into great detail.
Coat your throat with slime, but after you've finished gagging, you don't taste too bad.
Oh, come on! You knew what was coming.
Jake went again. David and Hendon's watching this on his lunch break. I had to take this break to watch Jake on bingo. It's amazing. Mm.
Oh, my God.
Jeanette looks wet. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Nathan, for that observation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go then. More water, please. It's a wet one today. Mm-hmm. And here on Strictly Come Bingo, we're going over to BBC garden expert Christine Walkden. Now, I think sometimes...
Jake! What's wrong with it?
Can't cope with it.
Okay. I can't look at you, mate, come because on. You set me off.
Okay. Now, Christine's an expert on gardens. But she does kind of, towards the end of this clip, slightly, well, she overshares, let's say.
The execution of...
Jake can't get through any clip now.
That's just stupid.
Come on. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
The execution of excellence in this garden is outstanding. It makes me tingle every single time I come.
It's absolute mayhem, isn't it?
Chaos. It's not even me.
Oh my God, awesome.
Can we try and get through this one together? Now you know what's going to happen. Let's just go for it again.
Jake, stop.
Come on. Jake's like a waterfall.
Look at my jeans.
Here we go. Let's try and get this one through together. Here we go.
The execution of excellence in this garden is outstanding. It makes me tingle every single time I come.
Thank you, Christine, there.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting attacked by two here.
Oh, Jeanette, your face is so... Your small face is so wet.
I'm slightly at a disadvantage.
Okay, now, water, please, if you hadn't had enough.
Yeah.
I'm back to just yesterday on 5 Live now. And Dan Walker is interviewing an American stuntman who's been trying something with a snake, which... potentially could have been very painful. Are we all ready for this? Mm-hmm. Brace yourself. Let's try and get through the whole clip without spraying.
You know, so yeah, we had this suit, and yes, we did this, you know, experiment where the anaconda was allowed to constrict me and potentially eat me, which it seemed like she was doing because she did open her mouth on my helmet. She squeezed very hard.
This is just...
Thank you, Chris, for emailing that to me on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's all gone wrong. This is the most ridiculous one we've ever had.
Just a little bit.
Okay, right, fill your cheeks.
Jake, hold it together.
Here we go.
Because she did open her mouth on my helmet. She screamed very hard.
Absolute chaos here in the Strictly Come Bingo studios. Okay, good. It's very wet down there. Let's go back to EastEnders now.
Here we go.
Water, please. Now we're going over to Dot and Ian. Who are... Dot and Ian, who are chatting in the Queen Vic about the sort of thing that Ian used to enjoy back in the day and possibly still does now. Here we go.
Oh, Ian, sometimes I look at you and I remember that boy what used to like to lick the bowl out when we'd made buns.
Oh, Ian.
What used to like to lick the bowl out.
Oh my god.
Dot of all people. Okay, we've got one more, guys.
Last one. Here we go. Hold it to the end.
That's right.
Come on in.
Okay. All right.
We get towels, right?
Well, yeah. Here we go. Ready?
It makes me tingle every single time I come.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Okay, here's a proper one now. Your final one. And we're going over to the Australian version of Grand Designs. And out on the... I've never seen Chris get as good as he gets. As he gives, rather, as it were. Okay.
Just don't put any in until the clip's coming, mate. You're ridiculous.
Grand Designs Australia. And out on the wood flooring at the front of this brand new house, the presenter pays Michael a very nice compliment. Chris knows what's coming. I think it's a compliment anyway. Here we go.
So this is what it's all about.
Sip.
I can understand what
Jake's lost it again.
Right. That's it.
Can we just have Jake on every week? Okay. Let's see if we can get to the end of this.
So this is what it's all about.
Nope. We'll try again. Chris is absolutely drenched. Because whatever happens, as soon as you start playing the clip, Jake just spits it out. He can't.
Right, come on.
Okay, come on.
I need more. Can you grab us just whatever there is?
That's the drag.
Really?
Here we go. Let's get through this. Jeanette just wants to go home.
So this is what it's all about.
Sip.
I can understand why your dick's being large, Michael.
That was Deck, of course.
Oh, what a game.
That was absolutely incredible.
That's an all-time great.
Jake Wood, Jeanette Mamrara and Chris, thank you very much.
Well done, guys. Well done.
That was a brilliant Strictly Come Bingo. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Word.
Thank you for watching. It's pretty wet in there. That was brilliant. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you soon. So wet right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I have never seen the Innuendo Bingo sheeting as wet as it is today. There's a crack team of people outside. It's horrible to watch. They're just like pouring the pools of water into big buckets. Awful. Someone's got to do it. Are you all right?
I've got a headache from that one. It was, yeah, what a bingo.
Why was Jake laughing at absolutely everything that happened?
I don't know. He even found the descriptions funny. I think it was the tone of your voice. Or there's something about you which makes him laugh a lot. It was great.
So weird.
I mean, he must be one of our greatest ever players.
He was good.
I mean, both of them were amazing. But Jake was just... He couldn't stop laughing.
He did not disappoint.
I mean, what would be a fantasy innuendo bingo? Jake, who else would we have in there? I mean, that's, we should try do like a dream team bingo one day.
Yeah.
Group one.
It's a bit like, you know, when people are like, who would you have on your fantasy like dinner party lineup? Yeah. We should do like fantasy Strictly Come Bingo or innuendo bingo lineup.
That's a great idea.
Do you think you hold, I was thinking about this the other day, do you hold some sort of record that we haven't really looked into about the person in the world that's been spat on the most by celebrities?
Yeah.
I think you probably do.
I guess so. I mean, I find it hard to imagine someone who's been spat on by more.
So I think this could be a potential, we'll be writing this down, are we? Yes, look at producer Will's little eyes light up there. Ka-ching.
it's not even going to be a ka-ching thing, is it?
We won't make any
money
out of
it. But
you know what I mean.
Light bulbs.
Yeah. That's what I meant, not
light bulbs above head, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like when Simon Cowell looks at a band that's done a performance and then goes, ka-ching.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually see the dollar signs in his eyes.
Yeah.
Like with Fleur.
Yeah.
Ka-ching. He likes that idea. I'm saying Guinness Book of World Records because I think this could be a new one.
Is it a valid record, though?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll get in touch with Guinness. Let's not forget, they came into this show before to present an award to Psy off of Gangnam Style.
Mm. I mean, it would be an amazing thing to sit down with them and work out which ones are celebrities and which ones aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone would be hilarious.
It would be good. But I think we should, in the new year, you know, let's just get Guinness involved and see what they're saying. Mm.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Sure. Michael Bublé and White Christmas on BBC Radio 1. But who was the mystery woman?
Oh, good game. Do you know the answer?
I think I do. Who do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is a couple of years old, isn't it? So it's not... Is it...
White Christmas is more than a couple of years old.
No, but this is Bublé's version, right?
Yeah, it's quite old now.
So I'm going to go... In fact, he performed on The X Factor, didn't he, with the one who does Frozen? Idina Menzel. Is that the right name?
Yes. Did he?
Yes. But not this song. He did another one where they kind of talked over each other.
So it could be Menzel.
That's my betting. Who else do you think?
No, I think further back.
Further back.
Mm-hmm.
This is a challenge.
Think about it.
Jerry Halliwell. Too far. Too jazzy.
No, you're in exactly the right era.
Am I?
What do you mean too jazzy? Too jazzy?
I rewatched an episode of The Inbetweeners the other day, yeah. And when he goes to get his suit done, the guy who's making the suit looks at me, what, too jazzy?
Too jazzy?
I'm still good. I want to bring it back.
Still good. I think it's Shania Twain. Off of that Don't Impress Me Much.
Wow.
Yes, I've just had confirmation. It is actual Shania Twain. Incredible scenes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I bring everyone's attention to something that you do? And I'm sure people have heard you do it before, but have never quite understood why. But it's something that, like, when we're out and about, you will do a lot.
Oh, and I do sometimes do it on air. I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah. Yes!
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And we've never really discussed why you do it, but it's something that you do and it just works.
I don't know why I do it either. Sometimes it's just for something to say. Like, if I come into the office, instead of going, hi, I will just generally go, yes, at people.
Yeah, yeah. Or we were in the pub last night and the barmaid came, put some drinks down with us, and as she walked away, you just went, yes! Like... It's a hard one to explain, but...
Yeah, I don't even know why it happens. It's just a thing that I do. And to the point now where, like, before I say it, like, if I'm walking around the office at Radio 1, people will just go, yes, at me, because they know I'm going
to
say it.
Yeah, or if producer Chris here says to you, right, so innuendo bingo on Thursday, we've booked this particular guest. And let's say, for example, it was Ali Ash from
Strictly.
Strictly.
Yes!
Yes, exactly. Right.
But then sometimes it's just dropped in, as I say, for something to say when I don't really have any other words. Like, do you remember when we were out in Newquay that time and you knocked on my hotel room door the next morning?
This is my favourite one that you've ever done with this.
I wasn't feeling the best and I was struggling to open the door. So then you just get a little what it's like.
Yes.
Yeah. So I knocked on the door. I was like, Scott, come on, we need to go. We need to get a train.
Yes.
And all I can hear is him fumbling with the door. He couldn't open the door. It sort of crashes against itself. And then all I hear is just,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it's something that Scott does all the time. Anyway, I found this video on the internet. It's a couple of months old, but I found this video on the internet. And it's of a group of people following around Lady Gaga. I just watched it out of interest because the video was just called, like, Yes, Gaga.
Right.
And I thought, surely not. There's not someone else who does this. And it's you. I swear this could be you in this video. But there's a group of people that follow Gaga around and do exactly what you do.
Yes, Gaga, you look so good. Oh my God! Yes,
it's you.
It's the same.
Yes, Gaga.
Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something horrifying has just gone up on the radio on Twitter and Facebook. What is your obsession, please, at the moment with cookbooks, Chris Stark?
I don't know. I've just become obsessed with them.
But why? They're just books with recipes in.
I know this is basic thing to say, but I think it's the pictures. I just, you know, I've said this before, that when I'm really hungry, I can imagine eating food.
Yeah, you do don't even need to eat it. I mean, it's very handy for anyone that maybe is on a diet and wanting to lose a few pounds before Christmas. Just imagine the food.
But if you're bored on a train, that's where it's really good.
What's the best thing that you've ever imagined that you're eating and felt fulfilled?
Well, I spent 20 minutes imagining I was eating a massive lasagna when I was bored on a train. It just works. I've trained my mind to be able to do that.
And after you've stopped imagining it, like, how long does it take? 15, 20 minutes?
About that, yeah.
After that, do you feel full?
No, it's a hard one to explain. It just sort of, it can pass the time. But yeah, I am obsessed, proper obsessed with cookbooks at the moment.
Yeah. So there was a celebrity chef at Radio 1 the other day, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Well, he was in to see Greg.
And he's got quite a lot of cookbooks.
It was Jamie Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Jamie Oliver go past. Now, I had this Gino De Campo cookbook in my hand, right? And I thought, oh, Jamie Oliver's such a legend. And I said, I wonder if he'll sign this book. And producer Will here said, of course he won't sign the book. It's Gino De Campo's cookbook. That's massively insulting.
It is.
So anyway, we had a quick discussion about it. Because I didn't really understand why that would be massively insulting. Because I really just want, you know, a chef to sign a cookbook. I understand that it's not his cookbook. But all the same, I thought I'd give it a go. So then I just thought, well, look, the moment's now. We either do this now or we don't. So kind of hit record on my phone and then thought I'd carry it out as a bit of a social experiment.
But you went running after him.
So we saw Jamie Oliver leave. We couldn't work out which way he was leaving Radio 1, so chased after him and to basically see, would Jamie Oliver sign a Gino De Campo cookbook? So Jamie Oliver's just about to leave Radio 1, so we're trying to find him to see if he will sign my cookbook. But it's Gino's. Not down here.
Well, you can't find him,
There was panic when we thought we'd left it too late.
The more you say cookbook, the weirder it is.
Cookbook.
It's weird, isn't it?
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I've said it a few times now and I don't feel entirely comfortable. Cookbook.
Okay.
Cookbook.
So think, cookbook. I mean, it was more of an experiment, really. It was just whether Jamie Oliver would do it. Jamie Oliver's a top bloke. I thought he would, but it was worth asking.
It's a bad idea. So the video, I can see you're proper running for it, like trying to find him. And then you get him and you ask the question.
Jamie Oliver, will you sign my my cookbook?
Oh. And then the moment of truth when he realises it's not one of his.
Will you sign my my cookbook?
What, your Gino De Campo cookbook?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
It doesn't look happy.
No.
Oh, God.
I thought it was brilliant because, you know, this is Jamie Oliver. It's massive, like, probably one of the most famous chefs around, you know? And I thought him signing that cookbook would be great because then I could get Gino De Campo to sign it as well and obviously, like, get a few chefs on it.
Right, you're getting braver with famouses.
No, it's not brave because it's not meant as a disrespect thing.
It's like going to Taylor Swift. Oh, hi, Taylor. Do you mind signing this Jessie J album?
True, true. It is a bit like that.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the end result.
Sausage. Cheers, mate.
Take care.
Thanks a lot. Cheers,
now,
Jamie.
You know you have to cook from it now.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Take care.
Legend. Yes.
Be good.
What a result.
He signed it. What a hero. Like, how cool is that? So he did it. Anyway, so we filmed it. It's not very high budget. It was done on my phone, but it's on the Radio 1 Facebook if you want to have a look.
Just to hear that reaction again as he's signing it.
Sausage.
I did the catchphrase.
Why did you do... That's not even his catchphrase. That's Gino.
Gino's catchphrase, isn't it?
As he's signing the book, you go, "Wee sausage." Seriously? Fingernail emoji.
Sausage.
Oh, God.
Cheers, mate.
Take care.
Thanks a lot. Cheers,
now,
Jamie.
You know you have to cook from it now.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Take care.
Legend. Yes.
Be good.
What a result.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tonight it's the BBC Music Awards, and it's going to be live on BBC One. And BBC One HD from 8 o'clock. Loads of people performing. Ellie Goulding, Ed Sheeran, One Direction. So many people. Paloma Faith is on. The full lineup's online. And the Radio 1 Twitter right now is quite an interesting place to be because they're right in the thick of it backstage. Yeah, there's a picture of One Direction's dressing room just there. Radio 1 Twitter. And we'll speak to Greg, who is having a little snoop around. Oh, they've just been in Coldplay's dressing room as well. At 3:40, and his show is coming from the BBC Music Awards today. I know that one of the Radio 2 DJs, because it's going to be on Radio 1 and Radio 2, is bringing a set of photos of all the Radio 1 DJs tonight so that he knows who's who.
Really?
Yeah, not mine, obviously, but a lot of people.
I see.
Yeah. I'm quite excited that we're on radio on Christmas Day. I've just been thinking about this on The Breakfast Show again this year. The music's really weird on Christmas Day on Radio 1, but it's fine because it's allowed, it's Christmas.
It's full Christmas.
Yeah.
In fact, every song is a Christmas song, obviously. Christmas Day.
And it's a bit weird because normally when I'm going into the news, I'd be like, coming up, Ella Henderson and George Ezra and Andy C and Taylor Swift. But on Christmas Day, it's... coming up, it's Wham and Darling Love and Slade and Wizard.
You love it.
I wouldn't have it any other way. so we're going to be on Breakfast Show from the 22nd in for Grimmie all that week and the week after. And guests for that first week include Sir David Attenborough.
He's amazing.
What a legend. Like, he's almost royalty.
Mm.
A national treasure. So David Attenborough is going to be on the show. I could just listen to him talk. That's all I want. He could say anything. Doesn't matter. So he's going to be on one day of that week. Everyone loves him, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
And also you will have Ollie Murs getting festive with us on Christmas Eve. So that's the week of the 22nd when we do breakfast.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had a very strange experience in the Welsh Valleys once.
Well, intrigued.
I was out in a club in the valley, in the Rhondda Valleys, actually. Mm. And this woman came up to me and was like, "I gotta say, I'm married, but I just want to kiss you." And I ran off. And I'll always remember it. Probably about 10 years ago now.
And that's the story,
I'm married, but I just want to kiss you.
Did it happen?
No. I made my excuses and left. Don't know why. No, nothing to do with that song or that band. It's just, ever soon as I say Welsh Valleys, that instant just pops right back into my head like it was yesterday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is still reading from a fantastic innuendo bingo earlier featuring Jake Wood. Max Branning on the show.
One of my favourites. This is how much of a legend he is, right? So, you know, we were talking about my friend Sardosa being a big fan.
Yeah.
He's only gone and tweeted him.
I know. Like, and I know they're having a little bromance now on Twitter. It's really nice. Hey, Jeanette's small, isn't she?
Really?
Little tiny dancer.
Tiny face. Yeah.
First thing I thought when I saw her at Strictly all those months ago. Tiny face. Do you think Ella Henderson could fit her in her mouth?
Yeah. Well, you mean her head?
All of her.
No, because that would suggest she's got a big mouth.
Henderson's got Manrara in her gob. She can put her whole fist in. It wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe her face. Maybe just the head. Like, is that weird? That's a weird thought.
I think that Ella Henderson could easily get Jake's dancer Jeanette's head in her gob.
Yes, agreed.
Absolutely. Anyway, I'll leave you with that, and just think about that when you see her tonight on the BBC Music Awards.
BBC Radio 1.
You might have heard there's something quite exciting happening up London tonight. It's the BBC Music Awards. Hello, Greg James.
Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Nice to see you sober.
All right.
Very exciting down here.
Yeah, what's going on?
I feel a bit giddy. It's really good. Well, the latest news is it was macaroni cheese for lunch and Chris Martin has tripped over a bin.
Oh, wow. So breaking news there.
It's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going really well. Everything's sort of in place. Take that. I've just finished sound checking. I've had Calvin Harris doing a sound check. We'll chat to him later on my show from 4 o'clock. So we'll be live from 4 with loads of stars coming. One Direction will be on the show at 4:10 today. So they've arrived. I've seen Harry and Liam and... I can just see Niall at the moment. They're all sat around on the sofa. So they'll be on at 4:10 today.
Oh, it's exciting. You can watch it on BBC One and BBC One HD tonight at 8 o'clock, as well as it being on Radio 1 and 2. Cool times.
Very fancy. So, yeah, so we'll be doing sort of build-up from 4 till 6.
Okay.
And then it'll be Grimmy and Joe Wiley from 6 till 8 o'clock on Radio 1 and Radio 2 with loads of stars.
Oh, wow. So you can see One Direction right now where you are?
Yes, I can see Niall right now. Do you want to say hello to him?
Yeah, say hello.
All right.
Tell him he's live on Radio 1.
Niall Horan, you are live on Radio 1. Say hi to Scott Mills.
Hello, Scott Mills.
I can't even see you.
There you go. He says he can't even see you.
I can't even see you, Scott.
He loves that
there
one.
There you go. We'll speak to the boys a bit later on.
All right, cool. Let's play Real or No Real with Greg James at the BBC Music Awards. Is this true or not?
Jay-Z is being sued for sampling the word O in his track Run This Town from a 1960s funk track.
Whoa.
Oh, hi, Chris, by the way.
Hello.
What, as in, like, oh?
No, but it's not even that big. I can play you the O that we're talking about. You have to listen very carefully. It's just a L. It's really, really quick and really kind of... You can hardly hear it.
All black, everything. Black cards, black cars. All black, everything. And I cross a black purse.
Oh, that.
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, it came and it went very, very quickly there, Scott.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it is in there. Well, no, you can't copyright the word, surely.
It's just a, oh, that's it.
Wow. I mean, it's a brave person who's going to, you know, sue Jay-Z, isn't it?
So, is he being sued for sampling the word, oh, in his track, Run This Town?
Surely not, because then anyone with the word, oh, is going to get sued. And that's a lot of music. I mean, that's... Usher, who should be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's everyone. It's like it's One Direction, it's Coldplay going, whoa! It's everyone.
Mm.
Everyone doing a whoa.
Yeah, you can't really copyright those, surely.
I mean, good luck to the person who's on a crusade to sue everyone who's used the word oh in a song.
So is Jay-Z being sued? Greg James, real or no real?
No real. It's a nonsense.
Chris?
Mm. No real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes, he's being sued on behalf of Eddie Bowe for sampling his song, but, breaking news, it's gone to court, but the judge has thrown the case out. Phew. Ridiculous.
Overruled.
You would have been sued for your old feature, Oh, What's Occurring,
yes.
Then, and all sorts. It could have been in right trouble.
Well, taken to court.
Yeah, but the whole of Gavin and Stacey would have been sued.
Yes. Oh!
Corden and Ruth Jones.
Well, you can see why they threw it out. And next,
Nick Grimshaw and Joe Wiley, who will co-host tonight's radio coverage of the BBC Music Awards, first met when Nick babysat for one of Joe's children for an hour while he was doing work experience at Radio 1.
That's incredible, if real. But only he would do that. Only he would be doing work experience here and then end up babysitting, you know, one of the stars of Radio 1's child. Only him.
I thought I would have heard about this. I've never heard that before, but it might be real, that.
Did Grimmy do work experience here?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was just thinking. I don't think he ever did work experience at Radio 1, did he?
I don't know.
I know he was doing student radio at one point, but I don't think it was... I'm sure he didn't do well. I'm sure he would have heard of that.
This is an amazing real or no real if this one is real. Mm. I really want this to be real, actually. But, I mean, look, we love Grimmy, don't we? We all love Grimmy.
Mm.
Would you entrust him with your child for an hour?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I mean, like...
I think he'd get a better offer halfway through and go and meet Kate Moss.
Yeah.
That would be what I'd be worried about.
Exactly what would happen. Sorry, Daisy Lowe's got a thing on tonight, so I've got to go that instead, sorry.
There you go, I put the Teletubbies on.
Yeah, put Teletubbies on, then you'll be all right. Right, see you later, bye.
Oh, right, I'm going to say real, because I really want this to be true.
Grimmy, you know I love you, but you know you'd be rubbish at babysitting. Real or no real?
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, that's such a shame.
No, didn't happen.
I was about to go and find Joe Wiley and shake her, if that was real.
But what a fantastic image that's conjured up in my mind. And next.
Last month, 84-year-old Mary Poppins star Dick Van Dyke fell asleep on his surfboard and drifted out to sea. Fortunately, he was woken up and rescued by a group of porpoises who pushed him back to land.
Oh, come on!
This is ridiculous.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Also, you're 84. Get off a surfboard, please.
Amazing. Yep. One, that he's on a surfboard. Oh, two, wow. That he's fallen asleep. It's gone out to sea. Three,
that
he's
Dick Van Dyke.
Yes. Four, he's returned by porpoises.
Yeah, I mean, the most amazing thing is that his name is Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
That's the most... But, I mean, that's you make a good point, though, Scott. You know, when you're 84, the reason you don't go surfing is because you'll fall asleep.
Yeah, you just have a little nap there on the surfboard, and before you know it, porpoises are pushing you back to land.
I mean, this is... the most ridiculous reel or no reel we've ever had. So I'm going to have to say reel in the hope... Just in the hope that this is... If this is real, let's have a party.
This is Dick Van Dyke as in, hello, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, yeah. That's him.
I really, really want this to be real so badly. Real.
Okay. I mean, he's fine, if it is true.
Clue.
Real.
That one is real.
No way.
Yes.
Yes, it's true. Dick is very... grateful to the porpoises.
What?
He was quite traumatised by the incident. This is from The Guardian, we're reading this. But is now able to talk about it.
Porpoises are a little bit of a who as well, aren't they?
Yes. And... did you hear that earlier?
No, what's that?
It's loads of people that follow Lady Gaga around on the internet. But it sounds like me going, yes, listen.
Yes!
I thought it was
yes,
you saying.
Yes!
That is what you do whenever I see you in the office. I go, hello, you go, yes.
And finally,
Heston Blumenthal isn't actually bald. He shaves his head out of choice.
These are great today.
They're brilliant.
The best reel or no reels.
Yeah, these are
had,
top draw, these.
So, Heston isn't bald.
But
he's bald. But no, he is, but out of choice, he decides to shave his head.
Well, it's a look, isn't it? I mean, are we saying that he polishes it as well to really give it a shine? Because it is how you identify him, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, it makes Heston, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, good chef and all, but I mean... You know, you'd really recognise him.
Have you seen that advert for that hair shaver thing, which is like, it's got four blades on it and stuff. You just roll it around your head and it gives you a crew cut. It looks like the most terrifying thing ever.
That's what Heston's used.
But it looks quite satisfying as well. I imagine like shaving your own head and it's quite satisfying. I would say that's probably real.
So what we're saying, Heston's real bald or not?
I think he's probably got an afro.
So you're saying he's just putting it on, right? So I'm saying no real.
I'm saying he's shaving it just to get that look.
No real.
Greg?
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Who'd have thought it? He's not actual bald.
That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
He looks good bald, though, doesn't he?
Yeah. See, it suits him bald.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wouldn't suit me being bald. I look stupid. I look like a lamppost.
I found out from doing Strictly that I do suit bald.
Yeah, you do, actually. When you were Fester, yeah.
Yes.
You are a good bald.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
Oh, it's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
Yes.
Yes.
Greg James at 4 o'clock with all the build-up to the BBC Music Awards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Join us for Friday's one tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. Scott Mills.